was almost a year to the day after we moved in. We just got this letter from the local council saying 214 properties and a lot of green space and community areas is being razed to the ground, and in its place they will be building 400 high density flats. We had to surrender our house, and the council said, well, give you the full market value for your house. And it was like, but I don't want to sell my house to you. So I was quite cross about that. You know, if you're solvent, you're a homeowner, you've paid your mortgage on time, you think you're safe. Not even you're safe. They quoted us a price of around £300,000 more than they offered us for our house. So there's no way we can stay. We weren't the worst off. Neighbours in social housing and women who'd come out of abusive relationships and been given refuge, then being torn out of that community, moved out to Basildon. And when you've got your children at the local school, it's really hard. A guy called Alfred, he's 79 years old. He was very, very clear that he was not going voluntarily before New Year's Eve. He was gone. That to me is quite simply social cleansing. My next door neighbour went a couple of months ago. He's about 80. He's lived in that house since it was built. He raised his family there. His son turned up on my doorstep 2 months ago. You know, this big gruff man. I was in tears on my doorstep. I saw this wonderful diverse community that I live in just suddenly being ripped out. And I just thought, I'm going to use my voice about this. So that's how I became an activist. That's how I started campaigning. I stopped feeling like a victim. So I did my research, I did my freedom of information request, was able to evidence that the consultation was unlawful, scrutinised it to the nth degree. And very, very quickly, a group of local people produced a leafleting campaign. And we got some press coverage from the local newspaper. And I wrote a very personal piece of the Huffington Post. It got enormous attention. The council were forced to respond to it. And since then, that's what I've used, is use words. And when you're really passionate about something, it just flows. And it shocked me because I suddenly saw, wow, it's powerful. People are actually responding. And social media has been very, very powerful in getting that message across. For my family, we need to move on. We've accepted a price, we will go. But if there's one lasting thing I've done, is I've raised awareness about Marlow Road. And things have changed as a result. The children have somewhere to play. The people that hung on and are moving at the same time as me are getting decent prices for the property. We got a decent price for our property. The positives that come out of it is I've made so many good friends. I was walking my daughter to school about 3 weeks ago, and suddenly a woman pulled up, man down a window and went, oi! You Melanie Briggs? And I was like, yes. And she went, loving your work. I guess that means I've become known.